Okay, Priya. Just memory notes for today. Got a lesson yesterday, which I prayed for. You know, that's what I pray for to God. That just lead me so I don't stumble into a ditch again in my life. Finally, at this age, I can walk steadily on the path that I am supposed to, you want me to, because that's what I want. And I've been speaking about these conversations with God topic into my note pad here over and over, and with friends, and then the question comes up there, I think, in the back of our minds, if nothing else, that, but how do I know, if I talk to God within, how do I know that I get an answer, not only from my own crooked mind fooling me again? Well, that's the trick. But also, what I realized, and partly an answer to that question, was that we should not project any of our own expectations on how God will answer us, our questions, or lead us. Not just sit there and expect a little voice from within. Because that's the thing. If we hear that little voice within and we follow that little voice within, then, well, it may be God, but it may be something else. So how do we know? Well, to me, last night, I got a good response, actually, that I think is a good example of this. So I made my little prayer and then I went on with my activities and into here my little artist studio that is taking shape gradually, and I just thought I turn on my, because I needed to fix something with the canvas here, painting that has just started taking shape, and I just turned on the cameras and recorded it. Why not? An intro to this channel or something. And I thought, well, why not? Maybe it could be used. Can I really make a YouTube channel this way? And I saved the video and I uploaded it to YouTube. Wanted to send it to some friends for feedback. And then there was a hum in the back a microphone hum, static voltage, whatever hum it is, you know that it's you who have worked or work with audio, that it's really difficult. Although it sounds like down in the bass, it's really difficult to get rid of. And I started, and it got late, and I was fixing with my audio editing tools, and I'd already uploaded it to YouTube, so what to do, and I don't want to do this all again. What went into DaVinci Resolve, whole thing, video editing, audio processing on a high level, and it was getting late, and I recognized that this was how I generally did. I slipped into that, I'm gonna fix it. Even if it gets late, I can't fall asleep before I fix this problem. I'm a problem solver. And someone called me that. You're a problem solver. Which, yeah, I can see that's my... And it's a kind of I'm the doer thing, right? So after then going further, trying to figure out why that microphone all of a sudden was humming, and it was really humming. But it sounded good before, didn't it? And all this. But finally letting go and going to bed, thinking that, yes, God will help me, and maybe tomorrow morning I will find the solution magically, mysteriously. So, although rationally I was thinking, why in the world did that, you know, and then I fell asleep because I was tired. Got up this morning. Just switched the microphone to the other microphone. I had two the same, and it worked perfectly. Switched back again to the first one, and it worked perfectly. And I said, thank you, God, and learned a nice little lesson.